This is Patricia Grieve Watkinson interviewing Mary Van Kline in Seattle, Washington on December the 6th, 2009 for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, disc number one. Welcome, Mary.
Hi, Patricia.
Pleasure.
It's really nice to be here.
Yeah. And
thanks so much for doing this.
Yeah, and well, I think we're both going to enjoy it. So
yeah.
Let's talk about how Mary Van Kline decided that she was or might be an artist. Where did it all begin?
I think, Patricia, that I came from an unusual family. I came from a family of musicians. My father was a jazz trumpet player. My grandfather had a traveling stage jazz band. My other grandfather was an architect and a builder in the 40s and developed a lot of the spectacular homes in the 40s in Pasadena area and Balboa. You know, with that kind of heritage that you come from, you don't take an easy route. You don't take a 9-to-5 job, because you've never had a model of that before. And you have inspirational family members and parents. So I can remember even at an early age in the second grade where in the 50s, the idea to teach children geography or math is that they would always introduce an art project, because the whole idea of using your left and right brain at the same time to in the education system was just coming out in the mid-50s. So I remember being told to make a geography lesson and sort of like a map, and instead what I made was a mosaic of little pieces of paper torn up and put together to make a globe of the world. And I think I've always approached problem solving in a very creative, visual manner. So it's an evolution. It's an evolution in growing up in a private school that you didn't get, you know, lost and you had a lot of individual attention, but you also had an unusual set of parents that said you can do whatever you want to do. And that carried through all the way until I was even in high school. And instead of normally you're as a teenage girl, you're supposed to take home economics, I wanted to take wood shop. And I remember my mother going in and having an argument with the schools, saying there's no reason why my daughter has to be hustled into a home. If she doesn't want to sew, she doesn't need to sew. She can do whatever she wants. Well, so this is the kind of...
Was she successful, your mom?
Well, probably not as successful as I would have, you know. I don't know.
Did you manage to take woodshop?
No. This is 19 whatever. You need to be able to just whatever. Anyways, let's move on.
Okay. So when did you actually have your first formal art training? Was it at high school?
I always took
art classes.
I don't think that I would consider anything a formal art training. I just went to school. And
I don't know, were there art classes at school?
I don't think you have formal art classes until you go to college.
Oh, really?
So I would just always approach the entire education system in a very creative, visual way, whether it was math, geometry, science, writing, English. So I think that by the time I left high school at an early age and